That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I'm your host, Jody Sweeten.
And I am Celia Behar.
And we are in our closet.
I'm actually in my kid's closet.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
So
I never thought I'd say that. I'm not coming out of the closet.
Right? So as you all know, and as you all are probably going through as well, the fun of quarantine and being at home. And so, you know, we had to keep recording the podcast. So we had to figure out how to do it. And here's how. I am currently...
We're FaceTiming, so I can see her and she can see me, but we have it muted on FaceTime, and then we're recording on a whole other app. So I'm going to tell you right now that Jody is sitting against her dresser with a blanket over her head, talking directly into her phone like she's going to eat a sandwich. That's what it looks like.
Like with my phone? Well, yeah, because I also am deaf and can't hear.
Yeah.
So it's really hard for me to hear over the phone. I'm not actually deaf. I don't mean to offend anyone, but my hearing isn't always great. And I can't hear what people say on the phone. That's part of why I hate talking on the phone. Mm-hmm. So I'm really struggling to be a really good listener right now.
Well, and I'm like trying to see you through a piece of a Jasmine costume that keeps flopping in front of the thing.
Oh, fantastic.
Because it's right in front of where the kids' like stuff is.
Yeah.
Also,
look at my little light thing that
that's
I have.
Lovely.
I have one of those Casper like twist lights.
Yeah, those are cute.
I don't know if any of you guys have ever heard of it, but Casper the
friendly ghost
mattresses. Yeah, and the friendly ghost. that they have these little wireless charging light things, and the girls have them in their room, but you can like carry them wherever. They're wireless, they charge every night, and they dim.
Yeah.
And they've got timers on them and everything. But I have that stuck here in the closet because otherwise I would be podcasting in the dark.
Well,
because I'm like stuffed into
that sounds like a song, like podcasting
in the dark.
Yeah, something like that. I'm sitting in my kid's closet, and let me just tell you, because of the way that I'm sitting, I can see all the various fucking places that they've just shoved bullshit into. Where I'm like, oh, there's a lip balm and there's underpants stuffed into underneath like a doll's outfit.
Hey, let the microphone go a little bit.
Oh, why?
We
don't have Emily, you guys. This is all new. I am basically eating it.
Poor Emily.
Unbelievable.
Speaking of the bullshit shoved under stuff, though,
it's
I found
closet.
some socks under the living room table today. I was like, what the? I told them to put these away and they're shoved under the table. Also, first day of homeschooling, B is doing art.
Uh-oh.
And I had told her to make sure she was doing a particular art piece for my friend Naomi, my boyfriend's goddaughter, actually, who's collecting art from kids like kind of all over the world. She lives in Thailand, that are representative of whatever they're going through in this crazy quarantine time. So she had this whole little art piece that she was working on. And I was like, make sure you have something underneath it, because she was drawing in marker and Sharpie.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I have a white
table. The coffee
in my family
table.
Room.
No.
And so she was great that first day. And then I came down the next day and she had gotten up before I had, like at like 6:30 in the morning, and was working on her art happily. And I'm like, I look and I see and I'm like,
no.
I go, B, do you have anything under that? She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And lifts it up. And it's just like the Sharpie outline. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. It's a table, whatever. But then this morning, B proceeds to show me on the same table where Zoe apparently stuffed slime into the very ornately carved wooden
sides.
I guess she like stuck the slime to the side of it, not realizing that it would stick in every little groove possible. I'm really wondering though, like, how much of my furniture is gonna survive homeschooling. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to start losing pieces left and right.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because we're just inside all day and they're hard on things.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure. I was vacuuming the other day while we were quarantined because, you know, wherever we've been cooking, things keep falling on the floor. I go and vacuum and something keeps like jamming and the kids were doing it after me and they're like, this vacuum is broken. It's broken, Mom. I was like, it's not, like something's wrong with it. So I pull it up and—
What was in it? A sock.
A fucking sock.
Ugh.
Fucking sock. They vacuumed up a fucking 2319. Sock. 2319. Pick up your fucking socks. Like, pick them up. I don't think
the children realize that, like, in this situation, it's going to be the sock that pushes us over the edge. Like, it's not going to be... It's not going to be like something totally worth it. Like they hit their sister or they're like being an addict. No, it's going to be just one day, four weeks in, one fucking stray sock too many. And we're going to snap.
It's going to be death. And then it's going to be death by sock. Like fuck the coronavirus. I'm going to beat you with a sock. I'm going to take a sock and just beat them with it. I cannot even fucking like deal with it. They've mostly been great, my kids.
Yeah, I was going to say, how is your, so I know, you know, a lot of us out here are, I mean, by the time this airs, it'll be, you know, a couple weeks from now, but,
not enough of us out here are doing this though. I'm very frustrated, which we can talk about later.
I feel like not enough people are sitting at home and podcasting in their fucking closet. That's for sure. You know what I mean? Like, there's way too many people out there just happily.
For all y'all that are out there on the Malibu and the Malibu seafood, you're all standing next to each other. It's not a beach day. This isn't vacation. I'm so frustrated. The trolls that I took on last night on your page that I finally had to walk away from. Like, you know, I don't understand. It's serious. We'll go back and forth between series. I told you this, but I did talk to my older sister in Israel, who's a nurse.
Yes.
And, you know, she was saying, you guys have no idea what's about to.
Is falling down on
my Her fort's falling down.
It's okay. I got it.
Jody's fort is falling down, falling down, falling down.
Also, I'm going to need photo approval depending on what picture you snap of this because I look like a homeless person in... I just don't look.
Actually, I think you look really cute. I have on my shirt that says weird because this just summed up the entire situation. It's fucking weird.
My shirt says liberals for gay space socialism.
I know. I love that shirt. It's so good.
How has your homeschooling adventure been going?
I'm, you know what?
Because a lot of us out there are having a home, I think are all school districts closed now?
Yeah.
So we're all in this homeschooling together.
California is one of the, I think there's 8 states now that are shelter in place. So we're shelter in place.
As of the time of this recording, which is March 23rd.
Right. Emily's birthday for that matter. Poor Emily. I know she couldn't be on here. You know, it's been interesting. I will say, I think it's been interesting. I'm not doing a lot of help with them. My kids are older, you know, they're 8 and 13. Harper has her Schoolology stuff and she goes on, you know, line and does stuff. And she has like projects that she's doing with her friends and all that stuff. And it seems like that's going well. Honestly, like, even if it wasn't what I know, I go and check her Schoolology and I'm like, looks good to me. Like, I don't know.
I'm just going to say mine are just half-assing it and not.
Are they? Like, I mean, what are we going to do here?
Like, I now know I'm like, oh, this is why the grades. Like, I have to keep reminding them, particularly like with both of them, really. But I have to keep reminding them like, hey, did you do this work? Oh, you mean that was today? I'm like, yes. Yes, it was today.
But like, why does it matter?
Fuck it. That's for like, just, it's just the same. At least they're consistent though. Like it's the same level of bullshit that was happening before homeschooling. So I feel like I don't take it too personally that it's me. It's just, this is how they're doing it. And like, they won't let me help them. I'm like, hey, so you're just doing math. Like you have no idea what you're doing. You're not, let me help you. No, I got it. I got it. I got it. I'm like, okay. And like the fact that I have a background in elementary education, like that's what my degree is in. My kids don't give a fuck. They don't care.
People don't know that about you also.
I actually, my undergrad degree is liberal studies with an emphasis in elementary education and a history minor. So I know some things.
You do.
But my children think I know nothing. So basically like I'm trying to help with things. And they're just like, okay. Okay. Oh my God, mom, I know. Okay.
Well, I don't know how to do division the way that Lulu's learning it.
Oh, so yeah. Now they're learning to carry that motherfucking one. Right now. Like,
fuck,
we're not this common core shit with the number. I don't even know.
No. And do you remember how you learned nines when you were in school? Like how to multiply by nines with your fingers and how you tuck them under?
It's one behind the number plus, and then you add whatever it takes to get nine.
Yeah. I was teaching them that. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry to all the teachers out there. I'm doing the best I can.
I had to learn all that stuff when I was about B's age. I had a math tutor because I also was, math was not my strong point. It just didn't click in my brain.
Yeah, I've got learning disabilities in both math and English. I am dyslexic also, so that's really fun for my kids.
Oh, God. Right. Yeah. Well,
no, for me, it'd be dog. It'd be oh, dog. Just kidding.
Oh, dog.
Never mind.
Oh, dog. But, you know, that's the thing is, like, hats off to you for having to take this shit on. And I think we're all doing the best we can.
We are.
I think that I was just about to run out of things to do with my children, Jody. How about you?
Yeah, I am definitely getting down to the dregs of planned activities.
Well, guess what? If you're struggling finding things for them to do, I have the best new product to tell you about. It's cool and it will educate them.
Ooh.
It's called Little Passports.
Oh, I've heard of Little Passports. This sounds really fun.
It's so great. It's a subscription box full of toys and games for children of all ages that educates and entertains. Little Passports box is delivered right to your door every month, and each package contains exciting hands-on learning for kids ages 3 and up. I mean, come on, you cannot find a product that ranges like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can feed their inner scientists with the Science Expeditions Pack, which is full of cool experiments to try. You can even make your own slime because we both know how much we like slime.
So much slime.
So much. You can also learn about what makes every state so great with the USA Edition subscription. And there are even boxes for the really young ones that are right at their learning level, which I just love. Little Passport subscription box is award-winning and has the parent-tested, parent-approved seal. And for just $12.95 per month, there's tons to explore right from your own home with Little Passports. And just for our listeners, Little Passports is offering 15% off of the price of any subscriptions. That means your child could be flying rockets or looking through a microscope in no time. Use the offer code SAYTHIS at checkout for 15% off of your order. That's SAYTHIS at littlepassports.com.
Oh, I can't wait. New ideas.
Exactly.
My mom sent me this really great thing today, actually,
She sent it to me too.
Oh, did she? Of course she did. She's very busy on the internet these days, as we all are. But
yeah.
Thank you, Mom. But she sent this to me. I'm going to read it. I'm hoping. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, good. Because I signed, I like backed out of the application.
I mean, I don't know if anyone else can, but I can.
Well, fuck it. It was this thing that she sent me. I'll read it to you guys. It said, Don't worry about them regressing in school. Every single kid is in this boat and they all will be okay. When we are back in the classroom, we will all course correct and meet them where they are. Teachers are experts at this. Don't pick fights with your kids because they don't want to do math. Don't scream at your kids for not following the schedule. Don't mandate 2 hours of learning time if they are resisting it. If I can leave you with one thing, it's this. At the end of all this, your kids' mental health will be more important than their academic skills. And how they felt during this time will stay with them long after the memory of what they did during those 4 or more weeks is long gone. So keep that in mind every single day. And that's really been kind of the guiding principle in this is like, you know what? Yes, I want them to be like doing something productive.
Right.
But like this morning, I completely flaked and forgot that B's teacher had sent the assignments last night. So instead of starting on the assignments right away this morning, we watched my friend, the tattooed zookeeper.
Yes, we love you.
Yes, tattooed zookeeper.
We were talking about him today. That's so funny. We love the tattooed zookeeper.
Yes. Oh. But anyway, we've been following him. You guys can follow him too on Instagram.
Yeah, please do. He's so great.
zookeeper. And he every morning has been going through his reptiles and sloths and cockroaches and lizards, all kinds of stuff, and going through and like, they're
actually kind of interesting. Wait, stop moving your phone for 1 second because we're getting weird feedback from you, just so you know. I feel like Emily, this is what Emily has to do.
Is that okay
that's
now?
Much better. Okay.
But anyway, I've been listening and watching his stuff, and like the kids learned a whole bunch of stuff about different animals today. So great. Like that was fine. We went out on a walk for 20 minutes and they scooted around and we looked at the neighborhood and like, you know, just take it easy, everybody. Take it fucking
easy. I had my kids walk over to your house with me the other day.
Oh, yes. How did they, how was the bitching about them?
Oh my God.
Was that
walking there and walking home? It's not far. It's like a mile. Like maybe.
Right.
And so, they bitched on the way there. They got in an argument. They weren't taught. They self-distanced themselves from one another and from me.
This, right. At least the social distancing. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Great. I mean, I can't blame them. I'm such an asshole half the time that I was like, great. Yeah, go away. And then we got up to the, you know, they all saw each other and then they were so excited. And then as we walked away, they were like, that was just to tease. Like we didn't.
I know.
And I was like, sorry, but we just thought like,
I know. I thought my kids were like, that was such a bummer. We couldn't even see it. I was like, well, it's better than nothing.
That's what I said.
Kids don't, they don't appreciate.
I know. But
the kids walked a fucking mile.
Yes.
Uphill, both ways. To see my children.
Exactly.
And
no one cared. It was a lot. But they wouldn't speak to me after.
I actually read somewhere that this is going to be our kids' generation's version of I walked uphill 2 miles both ways in the snow.
Careful of your phone. Yes, exactly.
Which is, instead of I froze and had no shoes and had to walk to school, it's like I had to stay home for weeks with my mother.
I know, which is, I mean, it's like, it's bad. I mean, it's so funny. I go back and forth between feeling, you know, very grateful. I'm very lucky that I have, you know, my kids. I actually, you know, feel like our kids are lucky in the sense that they do actually go between houses because at least they get a change of scenery. Some don't.
That's true.
I said to my kids the other day when they were kind of arguing, I was like, what if you were an only child and you were just stuck with your mom? Like that's happening all over the place. Your mom and your dad, like you guys at least have each other and a way to
Mine have been doing pretty well though. I let them download Fortnite. I finally gave in. I was like, you know what? Fine.
Yeah. Harper got Snapchat. Okay, I hope she doesn't send nudes to anybody. I don't know. Oh my God. That was so loud. That was like Harper. Like a
what my
it was like a
yeah because it's terrifying. Oh my God, what was I gonna say?
Fortnite. Well, at least I'm Fortnite. I was listening.
Oh yeah, and I let him download Fortnite. Mm-hmm. So Zoe like FaceTimes her little friends. They play Fortnite, and B is allowed to join in, and she plays on her iPad. Mm-hmm. And the three, like you know, it's two of them plus a third by FaceTime proxy, and they're all sitting there playing Fortnite. And they won several battle royales, though, which I think I and the whole neighborhood were alerted to by B after she screamed.
Oh my gosh!
That's funny. You know, like it's like that kind of stuff. I'm like, great if you guys are at least playing together and like laughing and cracking each other up and enjoying each other's company while you play a video game. Great.
Yeah.
That's fine. We're going to do that.
We, you know, they're doing crafts outside right now. My kids, they did their schoolwork. They've been really good.
No, they're not. They're beating the fucking fence.
I don't.
They're not doing crafts.
Well, they're supposed to be doing crafts, but they were beating the fucking fence before a little.
Yes.
Bastards.
No. Harper is going to knit Lulu to the fence.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Dire.
She's actually going to knit her to
a
tree.
She's practicing her knots outside.
Right. Yeah. And you're then going to go outside and
drawing,
Lulu's just
drawing like
a
body outline in chalk where she's
right.
To put her.
Pretty much.
I mean, they, you know, they're doing the best they can. They've been great. They've been really helpful. I had them clean this morning.
I had mine clean this weekend, which they never do.
Yeah, mine haven't in a long time.
Because I am so grateful and lucky. I have an amazing housekeeper that comes every couple of weeks, mm-hmm. but I obviously told her like, don't.
Yeah, mine too.
Said, she showed up. I gave her money. I said, please go home. I don't want you to come. I made the girls clean.
Yeah.
And B was super into it. Basically, it came down to they were both supposed to help yesterday. Zoe did some of the dishes and she did a few things on her, cleaned up her room, did her own laundry, mm-hmm. which they also never do. I actually am really grateful for that.
Yeah.
Like it made them, I have told them like, look, you guys, it's us.
Yep.
It's you and me and your sister and we're having a slog through this shit together. So don't leave it all on me.
Right.
Like, don't leave it all on me to take out the trash and do all this. And so they've been really good about it. And also the fact that I rebroke my toes yesterday.
Yeah. What the fuck happened? Really, what are you talking about?
To the sympathy of
right.
It.
You so texted, I limped around the fuck you now. Texted me that I got a cough yesterday and had a near breakdown, like, you know, but
oh my God,
I'm okay now.
Well, it's allergy season is happening right now too. Yep. People. It's every time I cough, I'm like, oh, the Rona, the Rona's got
it's
me.
And the thing is, it's so scary. It's like, it might, you know what I mean? Like, that is what's so terrifying.
I know.
We're joking, but we're not joking. I seem to be fine. I had a little cough. It seems like it's gone. I had some Zicam and then, you know, it was fine. So wait, how the hell did you break your toe again? What the fuck is wrong with you,
dude? I'm so accident prone. Like, and
no,
trust me, I know. But I'm terrified of that because I'm like, no one break anything.
I know.
Like, the kids were sliding around on blankets yesterday. I was like, no, nobody can get hurt. There's no hospital visits happening. Yep. But no, I was cleaning and somehow the subwoofer for the TV had gotten pulled out a little bit from the corner where it usually is, like, tucked right up against the TV cabinet. Mm-hmm. And it was pulled out forward, like, 3 or 4 inches. But you know how in your house you, like, you are very precise with how you can cut a corner and you know where everything is.
Yes.
And so when something's off by, like,
we are
inches,
very precise about that. I don't know if everybody is, but yes, we are.
But, like, you know the layout of your house. Uh-huh. And so it was sticking out a little further. And I turned the corner really quick coming out of the guest room where the laundry room is. And I just smashed the two pinky toes and somehow my big toe. Like, I just kicked this corner of the subwoofer and, like, smashed my toes and also pulled them to the side and then, like, hit the bottom of my big toe on the corner of the, like, it was just all bad. And I, like, ran through the room and just hit the ground and, like, didn't even say anything. And B was just like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I just kept, like, giving her the one, you know, give me a second finger. Because I couldn't breathe. And then I was like, and I did it again. And it's been just, like, throbbing all
I'm so sorry.
I'm trying, like, I got on a little walk this morning and, like, tried to limp on the inside of my foot.
Can you tape the toes together? Will that help or, like, stabilize
it? I mean, I mean, there's nothing you can do, but
I think I broke it like
further down.
How, you know, my cat's tail and foot was, you know, tied together, and that's how he ended up with only one, you know, one of his legs got removed and the tail got removed because they put him together. I don't want you to lose your toes. That's not what I'm saying.
I don't either. I feel like
cut off your own circulation.
Don't cut off my own. No, I'm not going to do that. I don't. I'm
don't
just
cut your legs
right
off.
Now. I'm, like, leaving socks. Don't cut your legs
don't
off.
Cut
all
your
right,
legs off despite
you're
your
doing
body.
Better than you think.
Yeah,
you are. Don't
cut your legs off.
Yeah.
It's fine. Well, I know that we posted this on Facebook. I can't exactly remember. It was, like, the first day of homeschooling. I don't remember what you posted, but you had something about, oh, I know what it was. You posted something on Facebook about how you managed to get through the first day of homeschooling. And then the end of it was your kids trying to change Alexis's name to what?
Oh, yeah. They were trying to. Yeah, they were. Homeschooling went great. They were super on top of it. And then we made dinner. It was awesome. And then about halfway through dinner, they started talking to Alexa and trying to get Alexa to change her name.
Alexis, whatever. Alexa. Yeah. Butthole.
Alexa.
Yeah.
Butthole. Yep. That they were like, Alexa, change your name to butthole. And she's like, I'm sorry, I don't respond to that. They were very disappointed. And honestly, so was I.
Yeah.
Because
it would have been kind of awesome.
I'm like, hey, butthole, what's the weather today? Hey, butthole, tell me a joke.
Come on, butthole. Oh my God, that would have been awesome.
Butthole, sing me a song.
I've been letting Harper watch Schitt's Creek with me because I love it. And by the way, everyone should be watching Schitt's Creek now since it's, like, all about, you know, being stuck in a place that you don't necessarily want to be with your family.
So
it's kind of perfect timing. But so now Harper will only speak to Alexa in the voice of Catherine O'Hara, who has this, like, very ridiculous put on voice.
Yes.
So she's like, Alexis, turn on the music. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so creepy. Stop it. So you had your kids trying to get Alexa to be a butthole.
To respond to butthole.
My Harper told Lulu to say out loud, say, I eat happiness, but take out the H. So then what I hear is Lulu running around yelling, I eat a penis! I eat a penis! Because that's what I eat happiness is when you take the H out. I eat a penis. Yep.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So that's what my kids learned on the first day of homeschooling. I felt really proud.
I'm killing it.
I mean, honest to God, I was pretty excited about it. I was like, well, all right. So it's business as usual here. It's fine. Nothing to see. Just keep moving. Like, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, considering they, you know, they're doing okay.
It's something anyway. Yeah, I don't know. This whole thing is so surreal. That's where I keep going back and forth to. It's like some days it almost feels normal. And then other days it doesn't. I've been practicing. I practice yoga every day, like, you know, and so a lot of my teachers have moved to do Zoom classes or Black Dog Yoga. Thank God for them. They were putting up stuff on Instagram. I think they still are. And Facebook. So I was practicing and, the first day that I practiced with Jenny Brill's class that she put up online, I was just so fucking relieved to hear her voice and to have some sort of like normalcy of like, okay, it's okay because at least there's yoga and there's Jenny and she was cracking jokes about not touching her face. And, you know, every time we had to like reach up to the sky, she's like, reach up like you're trying to get the last roll of toilet paper. Like, it was nice. And then the next day I practiced with my friend Lauren Gardner's class and she had us all at the end. She was like, everybody like mush into a little ball and hold it as tight as you can and just like hold in all the stress and then release. And I released and oh my God, I just fell apart crying on my mat.
Yeah.
Well, Jody, I don't know how it's possible, but I am still doing so much laundry that I don't even know what to do with myself.
Oh, never-ending laundry.
It's never-ending laundry, and it's just ridiculous. I mean, honestly. So I have found a new product I want to tell you about that I'm so looking forward to trying because it's ultra convenient, it has zero waste, and it's pre-measured strips of laundry detergent from a company called True Earth. It is True Earth laundry strips, and I cannot wait for them to get here.
Oh, I love that. No more like big, giant, plastic, huge bottles that the kids can't possibly try and use.
Well, exactly, because, 700 million laundry jugs end up in landfills every year.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
700 million laundry jugs.
Yeah. Plastic bottles take thousands and thousands of years to decompose. And True Earth's packaging is compostable, recyclable, helps reduce plastic, polluting our landfills and our oceans. So if I have to if you got to do laundry, let's do it in a more eco-friendly way.
Yeah. Right.
Like I said, you don't have to measure these, which I totally love. And I don't know about you, but I am so sick of having spilled laundry detergent in my cupboard. So I'm ready to take those back and not have that in there. So that's perfect. Also, there's no nasty cleaning chemicals in any of those. That's all kinds of free of added dyes, free of chlorine and bleach. Fragrance free version is also available and it's hypoallergenic. I mean, come on. How True Earth also has won my heart is it gives back and is matching every purchase and donating to hospitals, food banks, and shelters across the USA and Canada to help those in need.
Oh, I love that.
Right.
Listen, I mean, you have to do laundry anyway, right?
You have to do laundry. But the thing is, nobody loves doing laundry. So why do we keep doing it the same old inconvenient way? Laundry jugs are heavy. They leave messy residue in your cupboards and are extremely harmful on our environment. True Earth is the new better way to do laundry. Eliminate mess, eliminate wasteful plastic jugs, and win your cupboard space back. Also, True Earth has free shipping on all orders worldwide. True Earth Eco Strips are a risk-free purchase, so even if you aren't satisfied after using the product, they'll give you your money back. This is a no-brainer. We've got you 10% off your order. You just head over to www.true.earth and use promo code SAYTHIS at checkout. That's www.true.earth. If you have any questions, send a message to @TrueEarthMovement on Instagram.
I I'm fine. And I know you and I have texted back and forth about this all day. It's like, I'm fine. And then I'm not. And what I hate the most is this for the kids? Like, in a way, it's a good experience now. Cause it's like, look, it's kind of, it feels, so I saw an article, I think it was the New York Times. I read an article, not saw it, about, Life is Beautiful. The movie Life is Beautiful, and how this is, you know, as parents, we should take a note out of that in a way and try to make things as fun as possible. Because even, and it's okay, by the way, to tell your kids that you're scared and you're anxious. Yeah.
But I've talked about it. I'm like, look, I don't know what I'm doing right now either. And this is a lot for me too. Right. Like, this is stressful for me too. And I'm just trying to do my best. So let's all try and be kind to each other. You know, I keep trying to reiterate that. Like, I'm stuck here with you guys too.
Right. And they're like, it's not, you know? I mean, but I feel like it's, you know, they're like, it's not fair. I can't see my friends. I'm like, I can't either. Like, you and I yelling at each other through the, you know, glass the other day.
Although mine, every time I go, like, I get it. I have, they're like, oh my God.
I know.
My God.
You don't get it.
I'm just trying to talk. Right. I'm like, I know I'm trying to relate.
I know.
Okay. Never. I'm not trying to make this about me. I'm trying to relate and let you know I understand.
Well, and that, and that's important. And I, and there was an article I also read last night about, you know, letting kids have their feelings and certainly letting them know that we're scared too, but just listening. And letting them dump on us about how unfair it is and not trying to give the lesson of like, well, life's unfair and, you know, we'll all get past this if we're lucky kind of thing, because they don't think like that yet. And that's all right. And I was thinking as you and I were talking about them cleaning, because my kids were cleaning, about how something I'm going to do in, you know, regards to the Life is Beautiful, sort of making things more of a game. When I was a kid or a teenager, well, that's still a kid. I worked at a camp and we worked in a camp kitchen, a bunch of my friends, and we used to, come up with something called the Kitchen Olympics, where we would make up games of like things that we had to do, like Sterno can ball. And we'd have like, we'd play hockey with, you know, different things with the mops and stuff. And I just realized, you know what I'm going to do like next time is I'm going to get them to put their slippers on. And when it's time to mop, I'm going to put the mop things, because I have like those Swiffer mop things. I'm going to put them over their slippers and let them like skate on the floor. And like stuff like that, I think, is where parents have to get like super creative, because they need to do stuff. But we can make some of the stuff like household chores, like, I don't know, somehow fun.
Yeah, I've tried, and I've told them, like, look, if you get all your chores done or do this, like, you'll get an extra something. Like, Zoe, well, there was a sweatshirt she wanted from some website, and I was like, okay, cool. I was like, I will totally get that for you if you, you know, keep up with your responsibilities.
Oh my God, you're so much nicer than me. Harper wanted a sweatshirt. I was like, why? Where are you going? You're not getting that.
Well, I also told Zoe, because her birthday's coming up on April 12th, and so she's really disappointed, because she's realizing that, you know, it's her biggest thing is, I guess, all of her friends decorating each other's lockers on their birthday. And so so she is really, she's like, but nobody's gonna get to decorate my locker on my birthday. And I'm like, oh. So I'm thinking I might maybe decorate her bedroom door, like somehow try and do it while she's sleeping. Or
I put balloons in my kids' room every birthday. I always fill them up with.
I'm gonna do that. I have a ton of balloons outside. I'm just gonna fill up a bunch.
Yep, and, like, that's
while
what I do.
She's sleeping, hopefully, try and
put them all
over
the floor. So
do
she
it.
Wakes up and they're all over there. My mom actually used to do that for us.
Like, you know, and it's also the whole thing of like letting the little shit go. Like, normally I would be so pissed about the stupid coffee table that I told them not to ruin, that I didn't. And I'm like, you know what? It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. And I think this whole thing is putting just so much perspective onto stuff, onto who is really the fucking heroes of our society right now, which are our medical workers, our grocery workers,
Delivery people, they're putting their lives at risk literally every day now. They're not trained for that. Doctors obviously are not trained for that. I mean, they know that they can catch things, but they're, you know, especially if they're an infectious disease doctor, but like none of the people that are doing this are trained to handle any kind of situation
And not trained to do it in under the circumstances that they're being asked to, which is like, hey, tie a bandana around your face and do, you know. So also, if there's any listeners to this podcast who are out there working the front lines,
we appreciate
you. Like, our hats are off to you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We appreciate you. We love you.
We do. We do have one listener.
And we'd love to hear your
stories. I will tell you that one listener, one fan, not little, he's not little. He has written me a couple times. He is a fan of ours, and he is a UPS worker. And I just, you know, and he checks in with us, Albert Soto, wherever you are. Hey, hi, we love Albert. What you're doing. Thank you for getting people their packages. And, you know, we can't tell you how much we appreciate you. You guys have been writing us a lot. I do have stuff to read, at some point, and I will. I also, you know, will say yesterday when, I talked to my older sister, like I said, who lives in Israel, and they're, about a week ahead of us about where this is, you know, she did say, like, you guys, you don't know how bad this is going to get. And, you know, in Israel,
well, the Surgeon General today, again, March 23rd, today just released that video saying this is going to get so much worse.
Yeah. And, you know, and Lori was sort of saying the same thing. She was appalled to know that people weren't taking it seriously and that they're not in. I mean, she's on the front line. She goes into the hospital every day. Her and her entire family, she is relatively sure, had it already before they knew that they had it. It went through, and my sister has 10 children. So, you know, it went through pretty rapid. And one of them ended up with pneumonia. Thank God they all seem to be coming out of it the other side. But my sister has to keep going into the hospital and working. She said half the staff is quarantined. At this point, you know, it's a lot. And, you know, and it was interesting, you know, talking to her, my older sister and I are not so close. So,
I wondered why light, it was getting so dark. Sorry, my light was turning off. It has a timer. And I was like, why is it so dark?
Yeah, my sister and I aren't so close. My older sister and I, as I've mentioned before, but it was so nice to hear her voice, even though my older sister, while she was raised in Connecticut, like I was, talks like she was raised in Long Island. I don't really know why. And now she lives in Israel. So it's very like, she's like, she gets on the phone and she's like, hi, Celia, it's Lori. Like, you know, she has like this, I don't understand. It's very confusing. Anyway, I told her that we'd walked over to you and that you got, you know, you guys were sheltering in place also. She was very happy to hear that we were both doing it. I, of course, hung up the phone and immediately started crying. And it was, I was so overwhelmed because I don't have any family that I'm close to. And I will say that what something I've grappled with through this is being so weirdly relieved that my younger sister Julie is not here for this, because I would be worried about her, especially if she was still sick.
Right.
And trying to, you know, how would I get to her? I couldn't get to her.
Right.
To being so unbelievably sad that I don't have her to be like, you know, you know, how are you doing? Yeah. And I want, you know, I don't have a family member to really check on. So it was nice, you know, obviously you're my family to me and, you know, a couple other of my friends.
Right. Check on my mother. My mother will welcome the checkups, the FaceTime.
I have. I should have the kids FaceTimer.
My mom actually sent me, I never thought I'd say this last night, was that she had to say to my father, which was that your life is not worth talking. So I said maybe, a burrito, maybe for a burrito, but that that my dad's life was not worth a taco because he's been craving the tacos that my mom makes, which are delicious. Wow. And somehow they were either out of the tortillas she wanted or she forgot to get them. Whatever happened, they realized last night that the tortillas were not there. And so my dad was like, I'll go over to Ralph's and get them. And my dad is 85 years old, you guys, and has a pacemaker
and shunt,
in his heart.
Right?
He's had, he's got all kinds of like health stuff. You know, he's doing pretty well, but he's also 85 and has some health issues. So like my dad's just volunteering on like Sunday night when everyone's at the grocery store to go. Mom was like, your life is not worth a taco.
Wait, they need to get Instacart. Do they not have Instacart?
Well, now they're going because a lot of the grocery stores are opening in the mornings early.
Yes.
For seniors to go. So my mom or my dad, whoever was going to go, is going to go during that like 7 a.m. hour when there's less people.
I know. I'm using Instacart now, which I don't know why I decided yesterday I was going to use it for the first time and was like, I don't need to become a member. Of course I fucking do. Like I got to go be, I'm so Jewish that I was like, I don't want to spend $9.99 for the month. Yeah. I spent $8.99 getting the groceries delivered. Anyway, I'm a dick. Like I got to go back. But what I realized,
I've never tried Instacart. Amazon still has no deliveries.
You need to do Instacart. I fucking Instacarted from Costco yesterday because I'm a Costco member.
Oh.
And I got a bunch of things, although they did not have...
I was fucking so excited. Genius.
They didn't have toilet paper. They didn't have paper towels. I tried for both of us. That was a bummer. Oh. But I got all kinds of other stuff that I was so excited about, including, because I'm keeping up with what I said I'd keep up with, booze. That's right.
Oh, there you go. So you're just drinking your way to the apocalypse. I mean, and from Costco, why not?
I'm just saying, a $45 bottle of bourbon that I could fit into is not necessarily something that I don't need right now. I might need it. Yes. When I had a cough last night, I drank the bourbon.
Do your thing, girl.
All I can remember was my grandfather talking about, you know, when we were kids, whenever like any of us would get any kind of cold or whatever, he'd be like, yeah, but, you know, have a little whiskey, like drink a beer, you know? So I was like, I have a cough.
Your grandfather may it's have possible. Been an alcoholic. I feel really nauseous. Have a beer. No, I don't think that's how this works, Grandpa.
But you know, they...
Grandpa, stop trying to give me bourbon.
He would have. Manischewitz is really probably where they would have went first. But that generate. It's disgusting.
That's enough to.
I didn't get that.
You never drink again.
Jody, I am officially obsessed with Barefoot Scientist, and I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, please do.
The kids and I, the other night, decided that our feet and our brains had had it. We had, done our exercises. They took yoga with me. I took them on a walk, and we were just exhausted. And honestly, we just needed some pampering. But to be totally honest, all of our feet also really smelled and looked disgusting.
Ew.
Yeah. So we sat down with all of the Barefoot Scientist products, and oh my gosh, did we give ourselves the best pedicures we've ever had in our entire lives.
Oh, minus, how
fun! Yeah, we didn't paint our nails because that was too much. All we wanted to do was take care of our feet. So we started out with Clean Slate, which are textured wipes with essential oils, and they moisturize and they intensely cleaned our feet, which were amazing. That helped them smell much better. We moved on to Twinkle Toes, which is a odor eliminating bacteria spray that we sprayed on our feet, and possibly maybe I sprayed it in their shoes when they weren't looking, just as an FYI.
Smart.
Yeah. Then we tried something called Rehab, which is an advanced antibiotic serum that protects the skin and prevents infection, because maybe one of us, probably me, stepped on, I don't know what it was, maybe a Lego, and I actually cut my foot. So I used some Rehab. Yeah. I mean, even now, I'm still cutting myself on Legos. I don't even understand. My favorite thing, I think, of the night, I think, but I loved it all, was Sleep On It. Those are therapeutic socks infused with a blend of shea butter and argan oil and rose oil. And oh my gosh, they were so nice. Maybe I put those on after the kids went away. I'm just saying, they were so phenomenal. I felt like I was a different person, and my feet were belonging to a different person. I don't know.
I love it, though. And I love you guys got to do that together. How fun.
It was so fun. And it was, you know, a little bit of us time and a little bit of me time. Plus, all of the Barefoot Scientist products are hypoallergenic, and they're dermatologist tested. They're free of parabens. And I can't even say the word that
phthalates?
I hate. Yes, thank you. Phthalates. I don't even know what those are. I don't want them on my feet. They're cruelty free. And the Leaping Bunny is on there, so you know they're certified. They are approved for moms and kids, and now I can tell you they are approved by a mom and certainly her kids. I love them so much. Cannot recommend them enough. It really made our night. So right now, our listeners can get an exclusive 20% off of their first order at barefootscientist.com using code SAYTHIS, and the shipping is always free. That is barefootscientist.com with the code SAYTHIS. Go and get all of your foot care essentials right now at barefootscientist.com and enter promo code SAYTHIS at checkout for 20% off of your first order and free shipping. I swear you will not be sorry.
I will say this. When I was talking to my older sister, I didn't, I hope she's not listening. She probably isn't. I didn't have the heart to tell her I was talking about things I wanted from Costco and how I got like my 25 pound bag of flour, as I do, because I make so much challah. I make, you know, everyone.
Right, right. Oh, I was, that's
don't
I,
look at me. She gave me a face
a second,
like,
why
what
the
actual fuck?
Oh,
I get that much challah because I get that much flour because I make two challahs every Friday for Shabbat. I usually give one away because it's a mitzvah. And, And then I try and get yeast, but nobody has any yeast. So I have a little bit of yeast left because everyone's baking. So the yeast is sold out. So I was like, oh, so I said something to my older sister about it. I was like, I got, you know, I got flour, but I couldn't get any yeast. And my sister is like, well, you know, like 14 days, it's Pesach. So like, you don't need so much yeast right now. Like then you're going to have a 2-week wait where like, you're not going to like bake with anything. And I was like, right. Because I definitely keep kosher for Passover. That is, I will be eating unleavened everything as I do every year on Passover, because that's what Jews do. Yeah, I'm not doing that. I haven't kept kosher for Passover since I moved out of my house and went to college. Like, not even a little bit. But I didn't have.
So is that a thing? Like, if you don't keep kosher all the time, you're at least supposed to keep kosher for Passover.
Maybe she actually thinks I keep kosher all the time.
Or is there like an extra level?
Oh, there's an extra level. Yes. Do you not know that?
During Passover? Yeah.
You got to put away all your plates. You have a whole separate like set of dishware, forks and knives, everything. You box up, you clean out, you put everything into your basement, your attic, wherever. You use all new everything.
For the 2 weeks of Passover? Oh,
and
Jesus,
you bring in your Pesach.
That's so much work.
You bring
work.
In your Pesach dishes and your Pesach forks and all that stuff.
Although, you know what? Let's be real. Most people do that for Christmas anyway.
Yeah, but 2 weeks of
I know my mother has a set of Christmas china somewhere that we used to
for
use.
For two weeks, from Christmas to New Year's?
For Christmas to, yeah.
Okay, we'll see.
No, like the whole month, like December. Although she usually only use it for one meal, which was like our Christmas.
But then they were just out.
Oh. No, they were put away. But she had a whole other set of glasses, glassware, dishes, everything. They're actually really cute.
I bet.
And as I get older, I judge her a little bit less for all.
Yeah, because you want them. Well, but, when you're kosher for Passover or you're Orthodox or conservative, even a lot of Jews do.
Right.
You have to like clean out your whole house. You put away anything that's not kosher for Pesach, and you like do like a deep clean, and you clean your oven, the whole shebang, because it is a different.
Oh, yeah,
it is a different level of that. I do not do that. I kind of didn't have the heart to tell her as she's like fighting on the front lines of this.
Well, I think she knows.
Well, I don't think she listens to this because we swear so much, but she doesn't really understand how to do a podcast.
Speaking of swearing,
her fucking
Christ,
blanket's falling
so
on her too.
Hot in my little corner of the closet.
In your own little corner, in your own little closet, you can be whatever you want to be. Oh, I'm just I'm like a musical today. What's happening? It's the third song I've busted out in. Wait!
Right? No, I think between the light and the computer going and then me talking and the thing.
Yeah, it's a lot.
All of it.
Wait, we have to discuss something that you put on my wall.
What?
On like yesterday that because of singing. What did you share on my wall last night that made me so happy?
Oh, I shared Neil Diamond.
Washing hands.
Yeah.
It was like, don't touch me. I won't touch you.
Yeah, exactly. I think we've mentioned this before, but Celia has a love
of Neil Diamond. Oh my God, I love
him Diamond.
So much.
And Neil Diamond is her go-to karaoke stuff. So Neil did a
Sweet Caroline
a video for his Facebook yesterday that was Sweet Caroline, but he changed some of the lyrics instead of hands, touching hands.
Washing hands.
Yeah. And this whole thing. It's really funny if you want to go
and
check it out.
And he sounds
great,
and he's adorable, and you know, he has Parkinson's disease, which I did not realize. Yeah, so I was talking to someone last night about the video, and I was told that he actually has Parkinson's disease and has been battling dementia that comes along with Parkinson's too. And he did that last night, and that just made me so happy.
Oh, that's so awesome! Yeah, I have been enjoying all of the various videos. Yeah. I have been doing dance classes at 2 o'clock with Mark Kanemura.
You told me that.
It's I believe his Instagram is at MIKIK818 or something like that. I'll try and post it this week, but his classes are so much fun, like 15-20 minutes. He's this amazing dancer, and just like 15 minutes of moving, although I'm taking a little easy on my foot.
Yeah, be careful. Maybe yoga.
But yeah, like it's been kind of fun. There's so many people like offering up their skills and their love and their passion and creativity on social media. That's at least been, you know, I like scrolling through. It's like, okay, coronavirus, we're all going to die.
Or a really funny meme.
Puppies. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to die. Right.
Well, I'm glad you said his handle because we should actually tell people where they can find some of the people we did mention. At Jenny Brill Yoga is who I take with. And at Black Dog Yoga is where some other people are. I think Lauren Elise is maybe Lauren's, and at Gracie Yoga, Yogi Grace.
Maybe we should post it.
Yeah.
Maybe we should write all these down and we'll post it. And with our little suggestions of things. I actually talked to one of our fans in, I want to say Scotland. Debbie,
oh, yes. Deb McGill. Love that.
And I told her about the dance class and she joined yesterday and loved it.
That's awesome.
So we could maybe get a little pocket of Never Nationers out there.
That do it. A dance class well, and if anyone needs a laugh, I posted a video on my Instagram yesterday, which is two guys that I know who are singing Islands in the Stream.
Oh, yeah.
But one of them is completely clad in a face mask and gloves. And you know, Kenny, poor Kenny Rogers, it's the end of Kenny this week.
Yes.
Not coronavirus. I think he was battling cancer, I want to say. But I do think like some of the stuff that people are coming up with, you know, creatively is been great. Oh my God, if you guys aren't watching The Tonight Show and what Jimmy Fallon's been doing, I highly recommend that too.
Oh, from at home?
Yes.
I saw his kid and his kid keeps interrupting his
And the one with Jen Garner was so hilarious good. And he's doing like the hashtag things, which I will say as a therapist, because I'm still working as a therapist, and more of my counseling right now is how not to divorce and kill your husband. Seems to be the theme going on. I get it. But it was like one of the hashtags that somebody had written was this ends in divorce or murder.
Right. Pretty much. Yes. I mean,
it's just
the second that they're like, okay, everyone, it's clear out. You can come outside. People are going to come shrieking out of their houses, like naked, just like just waving in the air, running down the street because they're so fucking hugging everyone.
Although we won't be able to.
I'm gonna touch.
No, everything. You are not.
I wonder if this
will finally make it to that.
Also, because this is probably gonna go on a lot longer than we realize. Wait, I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah,
oh,
sorry.
I was like,
sorry,
I can't hear
someone
you.
Calling.
Oh, fucked it up.
You know, right. I think the thing that maybe I'm like, well, my kids now stop touching their faces, picking their noses and licking random things after this. Is that possible? Will this teach them anything?
No. My children have been licking each other's things, trying to lick each other's things around the house.
Right.
I'm
like stop touching.
Don't lick anything. Like just to fuck with each other. And I'm like, no, that form of torture is off the table now. Sorry. You'll have to think of another way.
Yeah. I mean, and like, you know, and then of course, I think it was Harper where she's like, well, I know I can't touch my face. I can't pick my nose. Can I pick Lulu's nose? I was like, I'd rather you didn't know. Like, that's a no always.
Yeah, no. You can pick your friends.
That's not just a coronavirus rule. Yes.
That is a lifelong rule. That never changes.
I don't know why that had to be asked. But again, you got a text.
Now I'm losing me because I'm getting a text.
We're getting close to the end anyway.
I did. Well, I was going to say, I think
without Emily,
we have done an excellent job of we're flying solo without Emily. We're doing this on our phones. We're shoved in corners of closets. Like, we are making do just like everybody else's people. And we love you.
We love you guys.
We're sending so much love out there to our Never Nation fans and all of you. And thank you again to all of our workers out there that are saving the day, nurses, doctors, medical technicians, food workers, grocery store workers, all of it. And anybody
everybody,
out there that we have named, delivery
please.
People, all of that. We
teachers,
thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
There and do, you and, know, thank you for helping doing remote things, teachers.
Yes. Oh my God. Teachers, you guys, thank you so much. And
I'll read an email, which will make everybody feel a little bit better. I have a request for the next show that we do, which I know we're trying to do, make sure we do these weekly still. We do have some banked, so they're going to be out of order, which I think we said last time we talked. But I really do feel like we need to talk a little bit more about small businesses. ideas. We'll keep throwing those out there for you guys to find things that you need. B, I really think we need to tackle the vanity issue and how this is going to affect all of our vanity, because like we can't get our eyelashes done. I am afraid for my vagina. Like, I don't know. I have to use tweezers and, you know, again, where I've been going and getting threaded and, you know, like these are not, it's like, it's really put a handle on it.
See, I'm very fortunate because I'm super low maintenance. So like other than my eyelashes,
it's my eyelashes
really
and, my badge.
And also, I'm shocked at how willing I am to live in my own filth. Like that's something I've learned about myself in this quarantine, is that I am disgusting.
And you're fine with it?
Totally more okay than I should be with not showering for a couple days at a time.
You could always do that. I have to shower because I'm not, I can't wake up otherwise. Anyway, I'm going to read something from Laura, who wrote us, who said, couldn't have done it without you. Hey guys, I just wanted to write in and give you guys a huge shout out and let you know how much your podcast has helped me, not only this week, but this week I definitely needed it. I've always struggled with anxiety and I love how you guys always say it's okay to not be okay. Again, you guys, we are saying that to you now. It's okay to not be okay. And that's honestly how I feel this week. My husband is military and currently away on training with no phone and no way for me or my daughter to contact him. And with all the craziness going on with the coronavirus, I've watched all my friends' husbands be called home from special assignments or be able to stay home and work from home. But my husband cannot, because he is a mission essential and gearing up for deployment. Not to mention, I am the only working mom of my friend group. To be on my own, getting no sleep because my daughter misses her dad and is having a rough time not seeing and talking to him, and having to drop her off at daycare. This was before daycare's closed, so I can get to work on time, where I work as a forensic medical assistant at a child advocacy center. Essentially, my job is to work with child abuse victims every day, from physical to sexual abuse and everything in between, and then have to be the essential single parent while my husband is gone. Grocery shop by myself with my daughter while groceries are slim out there right now with all the hysteria. Take her to daycare, bathe her, feed her, you name it. Thankfully, I have an amazing group of mom friends that help me whenever I need them. But I was listening to the podcast today from a couple older episodes, and Celia kept saying it's okay to not be okay. And that really stuck with me because my anxiety is extremely high today, unfortunately. And the mom guilt set in and the wife guilt. And then I remembered you guys saying it's okay to not be okay. And I just wanted to let you guys know how much that truly means to me and my family. Thank you guys for reading this. I love the podcast. I'll attach a photo of me and my family. Laura. Thanks, Laura. We love you.
Thank you, Laura. We love you. We are sending you big hugs. And
thank you to your husband as well for helping.
It's okay to not be okay.
Yep.
Yes. No, it's okay to not be okay, you guys. It's okay to not get shit done. It's okay to not be doing dance classes. It's okay to not be, you know, killing it at the homeschool
game. I'm definitely not.
Like, it's okay to just, it's okay to be wherever you're at right now. And please hear that and just let that really sink in.
Yeah.
You're okay wherever you're at right now. This is some fucking weird shit, weird times right now.
What's going on?
Nobody knows what the hell they're doing. And that's becoming ever more apparent. But just take it easy. Take a deep breath. Hug your family if they're there. And if
do,
not,
do Zoom meetings with people that love and say hi, have card nights.
Yeah. FaceTime, like stay connected.
We're going to start a big game of what's it called? Cards Against Humanity from different places. We decided.
Yeah. Cards Against Humanity. Yes. Yeah. We're going to do that. Yeah. I mean, just get creative with it, but just know that some days are going to be really shitty because this is really scary, and it's okay to be scared. And it's okay to go back and forth from feeling like you've got it all handled.
And stay safe at home, please.
So
stay safe at home.
Yes, please stay home, wash your hands, stay home.
As I touched
stop
my
touching
eye,
things,
that was to
stay
me,
home.
It?
I know, I'm just, your
well,
hand
showered.
Is on your nose right now. I'm looking.
I haven't gone anywhere either.
I know.
Yeah,
sorry,
of course
I haven't.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right, you guys, if you want to get a hold of us, make sure to find us on our social media channels on Facebook and Instagram. It's at Never Thought I'd Say This.
You didn't.
And did I pause? I paused. And then our email
It's just never thought of. There's no at before emails.
Oh, fuck. that's what I meant. I know that. What I meant was it's never thought I at protonmail.com. That's what it is. I keep putting the at
it's
before
fine.
And not in the middle. I know. I know how to I know how to work the email. I know what I'm doing. But seriously, hit us up, you guys, if you want to share your stories about quarantining. If you've got
if you want a recipe for a quarantine, I've got one for you.
Yeah. Whatever you want to do. And just remember, yeah, especially right now, keep
and
killing
not
the parenting
your
game.
Kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.